The Oros Tzadikim in the Shara Tshuva he lists a number of things that he says V'achar sheyale b'levo odom lasos tshuva. When a person has it in his heart that he wants to do tshuva, lo yuchol lasos tshuva, he can't accomplish this goal of tshuva shlema in its fullness, completeness, im lo yosem alibo shivo dvorim. Says there are seven things he has to think about. And the sixth, which is the second paragraph here, he says as follows. Tzorich lachsho belibo hatoves sh'osolo habayri yisborach me'oidoi ve'ad hayim hazeh. He has to think in his heart about all the good, all the tova, all the chesed that Hashem has done for him from the beginning of his existence, me'oidoi ve'ad hayim hazeh, and through this day. He should have thanked Hashem for all these toivos. V'zeloy also didn't thank Hashem. Elo ova mitzvosov. Rather, he violated the mitzvahs. I owe him so much. Everything he did for me from the moment of conception and to this very day. And if a person were to think about all of those toivos, it would be mind-boggling. And then he looks and he sees. He says, and instead of thanking him and expressing my appreciation, what did I do? I says, over mitzvah. What did he ask? He asks that I should do mitzvahs. He asks I should do mitzvahs for my benefit. L'toiv loch, the Torah repeats many times. And everything is only that we should get schar, that we should be nenem iziv ashchino, and that we should have the tainuk ha'amiti. But l'maisa, instead of doing that which he asks, I do the averus. I go against him. Then he says, v'yesh lishkol oinesh o'aveiro k'neged ha'masikus. And this, he should weigh the loss and the punishment for an aveira against the sweetness, the temporary sweetness of doing the aveira right now. Uschar ha'mitzvah k'neged tsaro b'olam hazeh. And the schar that a person gets for doing a mitzvah, k'neged the schar, the tsar. Sometimes in this world it's difficult to do mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs that are, you know, overwhelming and difficult and cause tsar and problems. Measure the two. Look at the schar versus how difficult in this world. K'mo she'omru chazal, have a machashiv hefsed mitzvah k'neged schoro. Make a cheshbon of the loss that you have by doing a mitzvah. Measure that against the reward that you get for doing it. Uschar aveiro k'neged hefsedo. And the benefit that you get from doing an aveiro k'neged what you're going to lose. And of course that will bring a person to realize the foolishness of his ways.
We don't know the schar.
One second. Just a very simple thing. It seems that his point is that the sixth point that a person must think about has to be Yosim Aliboy in order to do tshuva is to be thinking in his heart about the Tevas Sha'osalo HaBayri Yisborach from the beginning and how he's, rather than thanking him, I have been doing Averis. Then he adds on the Yesh Lishkoil. He adds on a very poshita thing, which many quote as the basis for Cheshbon HaNefesh. A person has to think, Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefzid Mitzvah Keneged Schoro, Schar Aveiro Keneged Hefzedo. Make this cheshbon and see. I'm going to do this aveira. I have a certain pleasure that I get from it, but look what I'm losing. I do this mitzvah. It's certain difficulty, but look what I'm gaining. And that, of course, brings a person to do tshuva. It seems two things. Number one, he does not list this as an independent prerequisite for a person to be able to do tshuva. This cheshbon hanefesh, which would seem from the Masilas Hashorim, it seems there in the third perek that this is boy cheshbon v'yom v'nachshu cheshbonu shel olam, that the yesod is without this cheshbon hanefesh, the whole process of tshuva is not possible. And where he does list it is an adjunct to this idea of being makir all the tevis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and recognizing that not only did I not thank him, but I go against his wishes, his directives, his intentions, which are all for my benefit. So I just think there's a very very, very simple idea over here, but I think it can have a profound effect on us if we internalize it and take it seriously. And that is that it seems that it's not enough. I mean, I would think it would be enough. HaKadosh Baruch, think for a moment, all the tevis that he's done for us, from, you know, you think if you're having a little child, or you see little children, you see the first few years of life, they couldn't make it through. They couldn't make it through a day without the parents dealing with them 24/7. You're on call 24/7. Two parents are on call 24/7. And without that, it's not shaykh. It's shaykh. There's no life until who knows what age. And all the tevis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and from the beginning, and everything, and every breath of life, and all the sustenance, and all the opportunities, and all the chasodim, and all the hashgocha protes, think of everything. And said, so I think, I don't thank him. I really don't. Occasionally, you know, shkoyach, but we don't really mock your tev to the extent we should. And instead, what do? I do whatever I please. I do this out there, I do that out there. He says, don't talk Lashon, I talk Lashon. He says, don't be mevatel from the learning, I am mevatel from the learning. He says, get up by this time, I get up by that time, do this, do that, I do what I want, you know. Some of us more, some of us less, but basically, we're not focused on that extent of HaKoras HaTov. It seems that that's not enough. It seems as a deterrent, or as a motivator to tshuva, that's not enough. It seems that there also has to be the ingredient of, not only am I not expressing my HaKoras HaTov, and not only am I doing just the opposite by doing an Avera, but I have to dare look for what? Look how cheap, look how stupid. Rather than expressing my HaKoras HaTov to Hashem and listening to Him, I'm willing for a moment of fleeting pleasure, which is gone before you blink. I'm willing to give up so much in schar. And what I'm really saying is, I'm doing this stupid act of going against Him. Look, it may, if there was a benefit, if it was worthwhile, if it was long lasting, if it had any positive reality to it, okay. But it's nothing. And dehering that, it seems, is what is needed in order for a person to really deher how I'm lacking in HaKoras HaTov to Hashem. So it seems that in order to deher that, it's not enough to realize all the HaTovah that he did, and all the averus that I do, and how foolish it is, and how terrible it is that I don't express my appreciation, and I don't follow his directives, which would be the ultimate expression of my appreciation, and even though all that appreciation is for me, and I don't do that, that's not enough. I also have to realize, for what? For what? Think about it. For what? And it seems that in order for this this lack of appreciation for HaKoras HaTov to have the impact on saying, I gotta change. It's not enough to realize how much I should be Makir Tov. It's not enough to realize how little I'm thanking him. It's not enough to realize how terrible the Avera that I'm doing. But I have to realize something else. I have to focus on something else. I have to think, Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Schora. After all that, what? I'm not even doing it for anything. There's no purpose. The gain is so minimal. The loss is so great. The foolishness, it's so stupid. What am I doing? It seems that we need that nekuda in order to really wake up from that contrast in the toiva that he does, and in the lack of repaying him, and the lack of appreciating it, and the lack of doing what we're supposed to in return. And in order to appreciate that, unless we realize the foolishness of it, it's not going to have that impact. So it's not enough just, oh, I have to be Makir Tov, and really I shouldn't do an Aveira, and Hashem wants me to do everything good. But a person has to realize, and look what I get after everything is said and done. But it seems something else too. It seems that, and Al-Khoira, this is not listed as an independent nimuk in terms of bringing a person to do tshuva. It seems that the power of hefsed mitzvah keneged schor and schara aveira keneged hefseder, according to the Orchis Tzadikim, is dependent upon the backdrop of hakoras hatoiv. In other words, when a person sees the foolishness of what he does, I would have said, look what I'm doing. I have 5 minutes of hanoah, and I mamish, and I violated the halacha, and who knows what kind of a problems I've created for myself, and what kind of a breach in hakoras hatoiv, and what kind of an oinish, or what kind of a this, and what kind of a negative ramification, and avera goreres avera, and I'm going to end up doing more things. It's suicide. What am I doing? It seems for that to be effective, because it's not listed as independently as one of the 7 steps that are needed in order to do as he says, to la yuchal asos tshuva shleima. That's not one of them, even though that's such a critical thing. He only lists it in the context of all that stupidity, all that foolishness, all that emptiness, all that nonsense, and I'm not makir toif. Seems that lack of hakoras hatoiv can have a greater impact on us than even the shikul and the cheshbon of how foolish the decision is. Because I assume that deep down, everybody has that ability to be makir toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the sense of hakoras hatoiv. Rashi says by in Halel, Hallu es Hashem kol goyim, Shabuchu kol umim ki govar aleinu chastoi. So Rashi says, "Halu as Hashem kol goyim." We tell the goyim to be meshabeach Hashem ki govar aleinu chastoi. So Rashi says, "Afal pishim govar aleinu chastoi." Halu as Hashem. We tell the goyim, "You praise Hashem. Why? Because of the chesed He did for us. The chesed He did for you. Why should I praise the chesed? If I care, I don't like you. You know, I would not praise Him for the chesed He did for you. I would have kindness on Him for the chesed He did for you." But it seems that everyone has that sense of appreciation, what it means chesed, what it means to appreciate chesed. And the goy is capable of praising Hashem for the hatova that he does to the Jew, that he does maybe to his enemy. Because that's the nature of the Tzelem Elikim, that hakorah of toiv is mamish, is the yisod. The Chodesh Arvola says that's the yisod of all avodas Hashem, that a person is makir tov to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it seems that in terms of the process of tshuva, that hakoras hatoiv is also a critical element. It has to be the context, it has to be the background upon which I make this cheshbon that it doesn't make sense to do the things I do. It not only doesn't make sense because I'm getting a little pleasure against a great loss, but because it's in the context of how I'm not appreciating the hatova Hashem does. I'm doing just the opposite. The foolish, stupid, minuscule, nothing of a benefit opposite, that's what can have the impression on a person that he'll change and be able to do tshuva.
Why can't it be that the